Welcome to the Renewed Nurse Podcast. I'm Nurse Meg. Hey, friends. I'm coming at you solo today to start off your week. Maybe this is Monday for you. It's not Monday in my world, but it very well might be for you guys. Thinking a little bit about just sharing a devo. We haven't done just a quick, short little snippet recently, and so I have been falling in love with an author that I kind of came upon by chance called V. Raymond Edmond. He was the president at Wheaton College back in the 60s. And I read one of his devos called Storms and Starlight and just absolutely loved it, and picked up another one, thanks Amazon, called But God. And so I was thinking a little bit just about where so many of us are at in life, in our profession. There's a lot of challenges, a lot of days. There are so many good things happening. But if you guys are like me, sometimes even when the good outweighs the bad or the hard, it can still feel overwhelming. Sometimes our attention still gets more easily swayed and more easily turned to that thing that is hard. And I think that that is sort of just human nature. I think that that's a lot of us. And so even when I'm trying my very best to be positive, to be leaning on Jesus, it's not a perfect walk. Not even as much as I would like it to look that, you know, it's 80-20 or anything like that. There are a lot of days that I am really overwhelmed and very frustrated and challenged by a lot of things. And so one of the reasons that this book, But God, called to me, because I think that there are a lot of times, both in the Bible and in our own life experiences, we are waiting expectantly for God to show up. And some of the most exciting parts of when God does show up is that it's often in the midst of the story that if he hadn't showed up, the end result would have looked very different. And so, But God is this battle cry sometimes that says, I was on this path, but God changed the trajectory, saved me. I was walking this kind of walk. I was talking this kind of talk. I was headed in a direction that maybe I shouldn't have been, and or God still kind of swooped in, even if it's not so black and white, even if it's not easy to say, well, I was sort of off course and now I'm back on point where I need to be. But I think there's a lot of times that we're just in our own unique spaces that But God is why we are even able to find the good in the midst of challenges. And so I wanted to share with you guys a devo to start off your week. So his devos start with Annie Johnson Flint. Writes a little poem. I'm going to read that to you and then just read you a quick little devo. So if you didn't get a chance this morning to sit with God, here you are. I have you. Sometimes the lion's mouths are shut. Sometimes God bids us fight or fly. Sometimes he feeds us by the brook. Sometimes the flowing streams runs dry. Sometimes the burning flames are quenched. Sometimes with sevenfold heat they glow. Sometimes his hand divides the waves. Sometimes his billows overflow. Sometimes he turns the sword aside. Sometimes he lets the sharp blade smite. Sometimes our foes are at our heels. Sometimes he hides us from their sight. We may not choose, nor would we dare, the path in which our feet shall tread. Enough that he that path hath made, and he himself shall walk ahead. The danger that his love allows is safer than our fears may know. The peril that his care permits is our defense wherever we go. God guides his own by closed doors as well as by doors that are wide open. With the best of intentions, we may decide upon a certain course of action, then find that the way is blocked before us. Thus far, we have known the Lord's unfailing guidance. Does the roadblock mean that we should go some other way, or are we to leap over it in self-assertiveness and self-confidence? Like Paul and Silas, we know that we have been sent forth by a definiteness of guidance that we can never doubt. We know what it means to have the Lord's presence with us and his unfailing provision by the way. Thus far, we have walked safely before him and have always sought his guidance at every turn in the road, but now we cannot go one step further. Who is hindering our onward march? Is this what Paul meant in 1 Thessalonians 2:18 when he wrote, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us"? Or is it the gentle yet insistent hindrance of the Holy Spirit? There is need for discernment to decide the difference between these two possibilities. We are to resist the enemy and refuse his hindrance. Despite his fierce opposition, we are to press forward with confidence in the promise given in James 4:7, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Like Christian in Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, we are to use the scriptures, which are the sword of the Spirit and the weapon of all prayer, and thus find triumph over the adversary. The Spirit we are to obey, for he knows which way we should take and which we should not follow. By prayer and patience, with tenderness of heart and sensitivity of spirit, we are to seek the will of God with willingness for him to close any door that we should not enter. Thereafter, sooner or later, we shall know why, in his wisdom, he closed that door only to open another. As Paul and Silas journeyed northwestward, they were not allowed by the Holy Spirit to turn to the left into the province of Asia, nor to the right into Bithynia. These areas must have seemed to them to be open doors of opportunity and need, but God's time for them had not yet come as yet. It was only when the apostles came to the end of their land journey and rested by the shores of the Aegean Sea that there came the clear guidance of the Lord of the harvest, they should go over into Macedonia. Thus, the gospel came to Europe. Otherwise, might we have been the heathen and the gospel brought to us from the Far East. God's hindrance is one method of his guidance. We think we know best, but God knows better. So friend, I hope that that blesses your heart today. I feel like Jesus is always the best way to be centered and for us to often just hit the pause, start counting those blessings, start thinking of all the ways, but God has totally changed the trajectory that we're on or the course that we maybe set for ourselves, and that it looks so much better now and alongside Jesus. We might still have troubles. I'm going to give you just the briefest secondhand sermon from my pastor, Pastor Alex at Journey Church in Lancaster. His sermon was talking about that we can often face troubles, and when we kind of play detective in the midst of that, either in our own lives or in somebody else's life, we can start say, well, why? Why are they having these troubles and difficulties? What are they getting wrong? What are they doing wrong? And he had gone back to the story of the blind man in John 9, where Pharisees came and said, you know, why is this man blind? Was it because of his own sin? Was it because of his family's sin? They kind of drilled down at the parents. Parents were like, whoa, ask him. We don't know. And the reality was, God said, this is for my glory to be seen. And so there are times too, but God has allowed us to be in the midst of hardship or struggles, and it's not because we've done anything wrong or invited that trouble on ourselves. It's so that his blessing can be seen, so he can be glorified in the midst of it. And in the midst of us suffering, that we keep doing good regardless, that we don't give up. We continue to live God's way in hard seasons and trust that there's going to be a harvest of blessing in the midst of it. So endure if the trouble that you're facing today is not related to anything that you have done or that you find to be responsible for it, go to the Lord. And if you're feeling like you're in trouble and it's because of something that you have done, then you adjust, you change course, you repent, you bring it before the Lord, and you step out of that place so that you no longer are contributing to the troubles that you're in. And so be encouraged. Wherever we're at, Jesus is with us. He is only ever our next breath away, the next beat of our heart away. We can call on him freely as sons and daughters of our beloved dad and king. And so I just hope that you remember that in the midst of whatever is going on in your day, in your week, in your world, that you just lift it back up to Jesus, lay it down at his feet, and exhale, knowing that he's got it and that he cares about you very, very much. Have a great week, friends. We'll catch you next time. Bye.